With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A federal judge blocking the Trump administration from firing hundreds of employees within the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
U.S. District Judge Amy Berman Jackson said she's deeply concerned that administration officials aren't complying with her earlier order that maintains the Bureau's existence until she rules on the merits of a lawsuit seeking to preserve it. A hearing is set for the end of April. Roughly 1,500 employees are slated to be cut, leaving around 200 people. Many conservatives and businesses have criticized the Bureau's oversight and investigations. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The Trump administration has escalated its battle with Harvard, threatening to revoke the Ivy League school's ability to host international students. That comes as the president called for withdrawing the school's tax-exempt status. Also at SRNnews.com, United States military blasting a Yemeni oil port with airstrikes that has killed dozens and destroyed a key target. Correspondent John Gambrell.
Satellite images analyzed by the Associated Press afterwards show oil tanks destroyed, vehicles destroyed, and crude oil apparently leaking into the Red Sea. Now, the U.S. military has acknowledged this attack. They say they targeted the facility to stop the flow of oil and fuel products into Yemen to squeeze the Houthi rebels.
President Trump says negotiations between Ukraine and Russia are coming to a head and insists neither side is playing with him in the push to end the war. His comments come after Secretary of State Marco Rubio warned earlier the U.S. may move on from trying to secure a peace deal if there is no progress in the coming days, that after months of efforts have failed to bring an end to the fighting. This is SRN News. Well, there's something new at libraries in Sacramento, California.
You can get books, magazines, movies, e-books, audiobooks, games, and now contraceptives. 12 libraries in the Sacramento system are now giving away contraceptives in a partnership with Planned Parenthood. Those items are out in plain view on a shelf, which includes information aimed at children and QR codes they can use to link to the Planned Parenthood website. Officials say the program will probably expand to more libraries soon. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Trump administration suing Maine's education department for not complying with its order that males be banned from playing against females in school sports. The lawsuit announced by Attorney General Pam Bondi escalates a dispute over whether the state is abiding by a federal law that bars discrimination in education based on sex. That lawsuit follows weeks of feuding between Republicans and Democrats. This is SRN News. It was 250 years ago Saturday that marks the beginning of the American Revolutionary War. Speaking with Salem Radio, military affairs analyst, retired Colonel Robert McGinnis sets the scene for what led to that famous warning signal, one if by land, two if by sea.
There on the night of the 18th of April, 1775, the British were routed about 800 of their regulars, their redcoats, and they crossed the Charles River, and they were going to invade Concord with the purpose of trying to find what word was that they had military supplies being prepared for an insurrection.
As part of the anniversary, there'll be two reenactments of Paul Revere's famous ride. More details at SRNnews.com.